been ready.
Okay, let's do this. Why have you looked at the camera at the same time?
I was gonna make sure I looked at the camera.
Okay. Hello, welcome to Long Story Short, the podcast. I'm Astasia.
And I'm Avea.
And this is going to be our first episode.
A little introduction. Just about us, who we are.
And what our podcast is going to be about.
The pod.
Yes.
The pod.
The pod. You know, honestly, I'm kind of annoyed because, like, I really wanted to name our Instagram, Long Story Short.
It's really long.
But it's really long, and, like, LSS, I was like, that doesn't look right.
It looks stupid.
So, like, it looks weird and whatever. So, on Instagram, we're Long Story
Short, I think. It's just Long Story Short.
No, it's not. It's Long Story The Pod.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't find anything, and I feel like that was, like, the only thing that literally made sense.
Yeah. I mean, because technically, like, the concept of long story short is whenever someone says long story short, you still have to describe other details, which makes the short story long
anyway.
So,
pretty much how we got the name. Well, actually, let's take it back a little bit. So, me and Avea have been talking about doing a podcast for, like, maybe a little over a year, maybe about a year or whatever. So originally it was supposed to be me, Vay,
and
our best friend Isabel. Shout out Isabel.
She moved.
But unfortunately she was moving.
Out of state. She moved to California.
Yeah, so we didn't know how we were going to do our podcast.
Because we wanted to be able to film it like we are right now and having to phone call her or whatever, every single time, it would have just felt
I feel like it would have been
weird
and not flowing
It would have
felt
like an interview almost.
Or, like, it was our podcast and we were, like, having her as a guest.
Like, as a guest.
Pretty much. Yeah. But anyways, Isabel, we love you. Definitely.
This episode is dedicated to you, Isabel.
Yes.
And we're going to have her on here one of these days.
Oh, multiple times, as much as we can, too.
We'll be having guests. We want to keep it spicy and fun.
Yeah.
And especially if we're talking about, I don't know, just, like, things that you would want other people's opinions on, like, guys or whatever. We want to have, like, boyfriends, best friends.
Yeah. Just anything, really. Before we get into, like, all of that or whatever, I was going to say, like, what our name was going to be. Isabel.
The name at the time really reflected on how we were doing in life at that moment.
But it's also as a joke.
Yeah, yes, obviously.
We're like,
yes, obviously.
Because I feel like you just saying that was like, well, what was going on,
mainly,
girl?
Okay, because our original idea to name the podcast with our friend was Three Broke Bitches.
Yeah.
But at that time, because our friend, she was in the middle of moving, so she quit her job, but you know, she just wanted to hang out in the summer, and then where were you working?
I was at the bank.
So they both quit their job, and then I got fired. So, just kidding.
We was really struggling for a minute.
Yes,
but I did. Not, like, horrible, like, whatever.
And I
didn't
get, like, fired because I'm a terrible person. It's a long story.
we can probably
get back to that, but so I was unemployed. We're all unemployed for like a short amount of time, but we were just like, we were broke, but we were still trying to, do our thing to the fullest. And we were trying to go on vacations and hang out as much as we could before last summer had ended.
Before she left.
And it was just funny. Like,
still to this day, low key, like, if we make it back with Isabel, shit, we might just change it back to Three Broke Bitches for the fun of it.
I mean, we could always just name an episode that and be like,
oh my god, that is a good idea. Yeah. But, let's talk a little bit about ourselves so the viewers know who
they're listening to.
I know. Like, and I feel like, hey family, I know most of y'all are probably listening right now. Probably, like, my first viewers, so
your discretion is advised.
Oh, yes.
I'm just kidding. No, we're I'm not gonna keep
I'm a grown woman now. We're grown. Babe, go ahead.
I mean, there's really not that much that I can really say. It's just, I just turned 20 in June.
Ooh. Almost 21.
Almost grown, fully. But, no, I mean, I'm just a I work from home. I'm a social media content manager, and I make my own. I make my own schedule. I'm just kidding. No, make but
make your own money.
I mean, after I got fired, I stumbled upon a job that I'm really grateful for, and I'm able to allow myself a lot of time for myself and other things that I want to do, and it's really nice to, I mean, I'm sorry, I know. And it
she sounds, just wants to rub it in my face.
No, like, and it sounds like that, but, like, I really feel like I'm really thankful for, like, this happening, because after I got my other job, you know, just swept from under my feet, I was like, dang, I hate interviewing. The first time
I hate job interviews.
My first interview was at a movie theater, and he was like, what's your favorite movie? And I just threw out, like, a Marvel movie. Mm. And because, like, in that moment, I was just like, that's when I was, like, starting to get into Marvel. Mm. And I was like, Thor Ragnarok. And he was like, oh my god, that's a really good one. He was like, what's your favorite part? He was like, this is my favorite movie. In my brain, I was like, oh my god. It's like, I can't really think of any other
movies. I hate those type of questions at interviews. Like, every single time, they'd be like, so what are, like, the best 5 qualities about yourself? I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
I always go with the basics. Great at group, working with groups.
Working with others. Leadership. I'm always on time. That's a lie.
Always on time, yeah.
Yeah, but no.
Really good at de-escalating situations? No.
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 I walk away.
Yeah. No, that was pretty much it. I don't really know what else to say. I really hate talking about myself in school. When they would say, write a paper about yourself, I literally had my mom do it.
No, y'all, she's not playing. She is not playing. Vaya did not do any of her damn homework.
I did.
You, mom, not wrote right, all your papers. Damn papers.
Just papers. Only my papers. Okay?
Like, you did nothing.
Okay, but I felt good.
Literally, Vaya would be like, I'm gonna do my math homework. She would get all comfy on the couch, put her hood on, and whole ass nap happening.
Okay, but I got my stuff done.
It got turned in.
It got turned
Maybe
in.
Maybe a day time. Late, but it got turned
the
in.
The only thing that I didn't do by myself was write my own papers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, mainly when it was about myself is when I was like, no.
Yeah. When it came to, in high school, like, when it came to the communications class.
Oh, I actually did those ones on my own. Okay, wait, that's a lie, because that, I actually, we were supposed to, I forgot what the speech was exactly about, but I ended up writing it about Disneyland.
Oh.
And, like, about the different sections of the park and, like, what they actually meant. I actually learned a lot. I really just watched a girl's video on YouTube, and I just kind of paraphrased.
Oh. Well, and you've been there, so
yes.
It's like,
I mean, I feel like it's not bad if you're not, like, you know, submitting it to, like, a college or something and, like, claiming it's yours. It was just, like, hey, turn this in, give me a score, that's it. Like, you know, like, a lot of people liked it, thought the speech was good.
Nah, my speech was golden. Mine hit home. Oh, yeah. I still got the papers where everybody wrote their reviews.
Yeah. Same.
Mine was a little deep, to be honest. Yep. Mine did hit a little deep.
We had the same teacher, so I didn't want to copy you. I didn't know if she remembered me or not, but I was like, because I would have just been like, hey, Sass.
Here's my note card.
Just give me your speech.
Yeah.
But no, for like, I think for, like, speech-wise, I was pretty much fine.
Like, talking about yourself?
Yeah. I don't know why, like, writing about myself is so hard.
Well, I think in general, just, like, talking about yourself. Like, I can, like, talk about myself, but, like, when you say, like, be like, so what, like, what do you like to do? And, like, your free time? And, like, it has
essays.
To be, like, when I'm, like, on the spot and people are asking, I'm like, oh my god, who am I? But, like, I do. It's just, like, I get, like, all
well,
brain.
Well, I almost feel like
brain,
you just don't want to, like, feel judged for, like, how you would describe yourself.
Pretty much. I feel like this, what we're doing right now, is, like,
kind of. It's kind of embarrassing.
It is, but it's also, like, out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
A tad. A little bit. A little, like, no one can see us. They're just hearing our voices.
It's like right now we're just like, oh yeah, this is fine. But when we're editing it, we're like,
Do I really want to have? Well, that's how it was with like YouTube and like you know shit
like
that.
Okay, Estacia, she had a YouTube channel for those.
I still have it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she still
has
it.
Well, this is where the video's going on. So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
Okay.
Side note, we're gonna upload, you know, our podcast or whatever, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that. We'll post an actual, like, because I know for most who don't like listening and actually like visual, we will upload a video of
this. I am a visual podcast watcher.
So it will be on my personal YouTube channel just for right now, just because I mean, it's a little easier.
You just put it in like a little playlist.
And my account's already set up. Subscribe. Watch my previous videos.
Yes, she does have previous videos. And
yeah. Back to what I was saying. This is just, you know, this is brand new. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking about doing this for a long time and stuff. So, like, yep. I'm excited that maybe this will make me, like, open up just a tad more, not being so, like, shy or awkward or whatever like that. But, I don't know, I guess, a little bit about me.
You haven't gone yet.
And I said, you've been talking this whole time. I'm 22. I'm the middle child.
Oh, yeah. I'm the youngest.
Yeah, Vaya's the baby. Job-wise, I just started my own, I'm calling it a business, my own business.
An entrepreneur
business for myself, okay? Mm-hmm. Pretty proud of myself. Businesses, it's slow. Of course, it's going to be a slow process at first.
You just started it, so.
But, like, it's really all about marketing and everything. And I feel like that is something I've really, like, done, like put myself out there a lot this year. That's something like I've really been trying to do just to put myself out there more.
I mean, because we're grown now and we live in an era that social media is so influential that's all you can do is try to market yourself as much as you can.
Yeah. And it's just nerve-wracking also like I got PTSD, okay y'all, because when I was in high school, no, middle school.
Middle school,
freshman year. Freshman year, y'all.
Wait, me, you have to yeah, I was going to say, give him backstory.
Me, Avea, and our cousin, Sansere. Hey, Sansi, hope you're listening. We'd love to have you as a guest because we got great stories with you. Mm-hmm. She is our cousin, and we made a YouTube channel
called... Kind of like an O2L kind of vibe.
If anybody knows what O2L is, it's an old YouTube channel that was really popping in, like, 2012, 2011, something like that.
14-ish.
Basically, they were, like, the first content house, anybody says.
Yes.
So, we were like, let's do the same thing, but the three of us.
Yeah, so and we did, like, I think Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Yeah.
It was like, we each had our own day, and I think I was Wednesday.
I don't even remember. I think, yeah, mine was Monday, you were Wednesday, Sansi was Friday. I remember that.
I wanted to be in the middle because I wasn't confident that I could wrap the week up with a good video. I felt like I was, like...
Well, you were also the youngest. I think you were, like, in 7th grade.
Well, when you were a freshman, I was in 7th grade, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, basically, we had a YouTube channel called Living Life as 3.
Wait, don't ask us why we did
don't
that.
Don't look at the YouTube channel.
LLA3.
LLA3 is what we called ourselves. It was so cute at the time, okay?
It was embarrassing.
We were, you know... Mind you, this was back in, like, 2013... Right? It was, like, 2013, 2014. Yeah, 2014 then. The few videos I uploaded, okay?
I think you uploaded, like, three.
Three. We didn't just really stay on it for that long. This guy named Chad was like, I saw your YouTube video. And I was like, oh, my God, really? Because, you know, I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God, somebody wants to go watch my YouTube video. And I was, like, friends with him. Like, we were cool. Like, whatever. And then he was like, this girl named Ella played it on her laptop. Like, we had school computers or whatever.
Yeah.
And she played it around a group of kids.
For the class.
Yeah. And she said, this is so, like, mean. And every time I say this, it's so embarrassing or whatever. But she said, this is embarrassing. She's a disgrace to the world. I said, a disgrace? Like, you could have said, this is embarrassing.
But,
okay,
like,
cool.
The video itself, it was just, like... Valentine's Day makeup.
But it was, like, a trend during that time.
Yeah,
so
just
that's
doing
why
your makeup ugly.
Ugly. And I did it, like, without looking in the mirror. Or, like,
I think that's what it was, is do your makeup without looking in the mirror.
Yeah, something
but,
like that.
But, like, obviously for, like, the dramatics of the video.
Yeah.
But you were also 14.
Yeah.
So it's not like you were...
Yeah,
no.
But no, when I tell you, I was so upset. Yeah. I was so like,
and
damn, like,
you,
I thought, like, this was gold comedy, and it wasn't, apparently.
And you just uploaded that, and I didn't even see it. So, like, you didn't end up telling me about that until, like, a week later, I think. And then I was like, oh my God, I was like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Not in ugh, I'm embarrassed for you, but I was like, that's, like, sad, like, that's embarrassing that happened.
Yeah.
And... it almost kind of made us all, like, feel like...
Like, oh shit, we shouldn't
be
doing this.
Like, we don't want to get bullied.
Yeah.
And, like, people, I mean, a lot of people definitely got bullied for doing social media stuff, so we definitely could have pushed past it.
This was like the peak, like not like not. I don't really want to say peak, but
this is when Vine was still a thing.
Yeah, so like people were just really starting to get paid on social media shit. But like, I love the whole idea of like YouTube and create, and like, you know, I was really into like movies and I was acting at the time.
Well, you're still into movies and you want to be. What is it? A productionist, or
I don't know. I really want to work in the film industry, though. But like, I'm really into like all like I'm heavy into it. Like, I'm very, very interested in everything.
Yeah.
So like, it wasn't just like 14-year-old me. Like, this is how I'm gonna get a check. Yeah. Like, that wasn't like me at first. I was like, oh my god, this would be such a good idea. It'd be so fun. And, you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
You know, probably if we would have kept up on it, I'd be living my best life right now on a yacht, having a penthouse in Hawaii or some shit.
I feel like we've, like, started multiple things, like, different. Not that, like, we start things and give up right away, but we did the YouTube group thing, and then you started your YouTube channel, and I started to get into photography, but then I kind of gave up on that, because I'm not, like, passionate enough to, like...
Do photography.
Yeah, like... I definitely like taking portraits and pictures of people more than, like, scenic views. Because when you be showing me your pictures, I'm like, damn, I'm not that good at this.
Really?
Yeah. You have some good photos. And I'm like,
I try.
I'm like, definitely.
But the pictures of me, they as my camera. Yeah. My camera.
I'm your camera. I'm the cameraman. And I made her Instagram.
She made her.
It's all me.
Yes. At Baby
Sauce. I get no creds. I'm just kidding. No, but... But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like one of those things where you got all the good pictures, and I'm like, Saz, take pictures of me. And I'm like, what is this? I don't get the good pictures.
I try, y'all. I really do try, okay? Yeah. I get slack from her, but it's
well, a I mean, progress. You've gotten a little bit better.
Yeah.
But.
Anyways. What was I going to say?
You were talking about, like, how you got bullied.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks, Faye. Anyways. So, with this podcast... Pretty much, like, we actually want to start this and make this a thing. We've been talking about it. I feel like this is just, like, really me and you.
Yeah.
I think we're naturally funny. At least I think I'm funny.
Had to get past introductions.
For sure.
We have to believe in ourselves.
As what her little pillow says. Yeah. Pretty much, really, y'all, we just really going at this right now. Yeah. Like, we got no script, no idea. We're like, we're just going to wing it. So, we're really just seeing how this goes. So, please bear with us. So, pretty much, it's just for me and Vay. Not really for me and Vay, but, like, just for our peer entertainment.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like this is great sister bonding.
It can be therapy.
Very therapeutic, too. Like, it's good to talk.
We're going to just be talking about really any and everything and kind of...
Yeah. And we are so welcome to, like, have any guests, people we know, people, like,
we don't know.
Like, honestly, like, we are so, like, open to, like, really talk about anything. If anything, we just want this to be, like, you know, a safe space. Talk about whatever, like, from any community, any race, any gender, whatever you identify as. Like, whatever. Like, we definitely are, like... Welcome to anybody to talk about anything, as long as everybody respects each other, their opinions, their beliefs, and all that. So
this ain't gonna be like Jubilee. We'll be sitting down.
Oh yeah, like stuff. Of course we want this to be a good time, but you know, also serious conversations are like good to happen.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's okay to disagree. Just to
say. As long as we
don't want a brawl.
No brawl. Nah, don't. Whew, that would be great content.
but. It's fun to check. I can't replace it.
But anyways, like, we just think this would just be a great
This is just a fun free time thing that we have going on, and just we're just vibing.
And if anybody wants topics to talk about,
follow
us on Instagram at longstorypod or our personal Instagrams. Yeah. Like, you can leave a comment. I don't know. Can you leave comments on, like,
you know,
the Apple? Like on the Apple podcast, like, you can. I know you can leave comments on there, like. Anything, like, leave a review, comments, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, this is our first episode, so we're just kind of talking about ourselves and what the podcast is going to be like.
Yeah. So, I mean, as we go, you know, we'll get more of the hang of it, have more topics. Feel free to send in questions, things you want to talk about. That pretty much, I don't know, I guess that's just going to wrap up the episode. And, the what do you call it? Like, the voice podcast will be out first, and then we'll try to get, like, the actual filmed podcast. So if you want to watch that, that'll be out, like, a couple of days after we release the voice-only podcast.
But make sure to follow our personal Instagrams. They're all linked. And then we also are, you know, a podcast account on TikTok and Instagram. So,
yeah. I guess that's it. We're signing off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We should think of an outro. Forehead kisses.
Girl, bye. Not the forehead kiss. Something, you know, as we go, we'll figure
it out. We'll find our slogan, our catchphrase.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all next week.
Yep.
I hope you guys enjoyed this little intro to what's to come.
And please come back.
This hot mess. Please come back. I hope our voices aren't that annoying.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyways, that's enough. This outro has been
very long. This is a really long outro. Okay. Yeah. Peace, love, hair grease. We'll see y'all next week. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.